depends on how my
All right, well, let's
going to raise.
Hold on. Hold on. Radio.
We're going live now.
What the hell?
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right, it's everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound?
And welcome to Roundtable Thursday Night. My name is Lee Bernard with Virtual Spraker, Special Hoodie, and Mr. Ron Reagan, who is here with me tonight. And I tell you what, there has just been some good news flying all over the net, and everything just got news that two Al-Qaeda leaders were actually assassinated earlier, and some other stuff that's going on we'll be talking about. We do want to give our condolences to Lucretia Hughes, who lost her dad yesterday. So we want to send that out to her and let her know that we are thinking of her. So if you need anything, Lucretia, you let us know. And I will be up in Atlanta, Georgia, April the 5th for the Gert Wright rally out there. And I hope to see a lot of you out there again. This will be the second year that I'll be going out there. So hopefully we can get Virgil to go out there at Russell's this year and everything. Hey, speaking of, how you doing, Virgil? Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, we're doing okay. Hit the wrong button there. yeah, we're doing okay. We're back in the truck, and we're getting ready to go to Omaha, Nebraska tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a long trip down there. So, but Russell just called in. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good, I suppose. Everything seems to be going pretty well. Been an interesting few days.
Yep.
Overall, that's it. I don't know if I shared it with y'all or not, but I started working on a deal back in September. The company I'm employed with now, I got sideways with one of the new people they brought in. You know, one of those special kind of geniuses type. So
yep.
four months ago, I started putting a deal together with another company doing the same thing I'm doing now. And I'm bringing a $1.2 million client with me. So, we're putting in the final touches on it, but I should probably end up doing somewhere between 100 and 115 and 125,000 a year. That kid's April 3rd.
Are you sure you can live off? Are you sure you can live off of that? I mean, you know,
it'll only
buy so much whiskey, cigars, midget strippers, and crayons.
Crayons have gotten expensive, bro. Crayston lately. Hell yeah, I'd rather buy a pack of cigarettes than a pack of crayons. Right, I'm getting there, Ron. I'm doing good, buddy. Just ready for the snow. What do y'all think about the acquittal process? We knew that was coming, and we knew how the Democrats were going to react. But what did you think about Pelosi ripping up the speech?
Those people, that is just absolutely, and I'm glad it happened on national TV, but that absolutely shows, if you have any kind of spirit of discernment in you, that right there showed you just exactly how much those people hate you, I, America, and President Trump. That was just absolutely a shining example of it.
And here's the kicker, is that what I think what teed her off, and I can see the look on her face, was when he was mentioning socialism will never happen in the United States. When he was mentioning the illegal in the United States, that's what got her. And then doing away with redoing the healthcare system and everything, that really got her. I think that's what got her.
The main thing that got them all was the bill that they are going to pass. He's going to wait till after the election to see who gets what in the House and Senate. But if it passes, these states, these sanctuary cities, are going to start getting a living shit suit out of them for these illegals they let them go and committing crimes against people again. And they're going to end up suing the shit out of them.
Right. And we said this a while back, too. If you remember, we talked about, you know, the lawsuits that were coming and everything if this deal went through. And, all in all, you know, there was nothing really there to really impeach him on. I mean, it was just a rush trial and everything. And, you know, he can't be tried again ever. And to be rich liberals out there know this. It's not impeached.
Well, the thing that did it with that tearing up, I mean, there are a lot of sitting Democrats that are not progressively far left that saw that. I mean, I did watch a little bit of news this morning. I did watch a few interviews with a few of them. And they were just shocked that she did that. They were just, they are even going to push for her removal from that or some kind of action against her. Because... That was totally conduct unbecoming of a United States congressman.
Not only that, that was slapping all of us in the face, in the entire country, you know, and everything. But I think she did get fined. I was reading somewhere where they did fine her and stuff. She got $2,000 fine or something like that.
Somebody that makes millions and millions of dollars on the table. She spends more than that in a fucking week on Grey Goose.
But, yeah, we said this many times, guys, over and over. The corrupt ain't going to do nothing with the corrupt. And I see
The only way...
Go ahead, Ron.
Well, the looks on all those guys' faces, too, during that whole thing. All the Democrats dressed in white and everything. I mean, America saw that as well. Through that whole process. You know, they looked evil. They looked upset. And actually, me and my dad laughed quite a bit watching it, but we enjoyed it. But nevertheless, they showed what they're about. You know what I mean? For all of America to see. And I'm like you guys. I'm glad that it happened on national TV.
Right.
And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. They destroyed themselves, and I can guarantee you the Senate will be taken over along with the House. We're going to get votes this time around. I guarantee it.
Well, you see, another thing, too. She just sealed the fate of her son. She just sealed the fate of her son, Paul Pelosi, by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She just sealed the fate of her son.
Say what, Russell?
No, Paul Pelosi Jr. Paul Pelosi Jr. She just sealed his fate.
And then, ironically enough, right after that happened, they called it. They're looking into Joe Biden right now, from what I was reading, and they also opened up most of the FISA reports today too.
Well, they're also looking into another company that Paul Pelosi Jr. was associated with, and they're his girlfriends or whatever is being indicted in federal, is going to, through federal court right now for money laundering and all kind of stuff with this company out of the Ukraine. This other company, it's not Burisma, I think it's Vice Oil, and he's in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So, you know, and here's the thing is that what a relief, right? I mean, for all this to happen and everything, but still yet, you know, don't get too comfortable yet because, you know, we still got a big fight ahead of us, you know. We still got a long way to go in this fight, but like Russell's been saying, we need a total reset in Congress. Total, I mean, get rid of all of them.
Well, you know, that's not exactly correct. I mean, realistically, you could vote Pelosi, the fucking sheethead, some of those real far leftists, one Warren out of the Senate. Mm-hmm. You could vote all those people out of the office and not change anything in the deep state. And I don't understand why it's so hard for people to follow on this, okay? We could put 535 honest, hard-working, blue-collar Americans in the Congress and in the Senate, okay? And that would not hurt the friggin' deep state one single bit.
Mm-hmm.
The deep state are bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats. The only way to do that is to physically remove those fuckers.
Mm-hmm. 30 years and 40 years is long enough for them to be in office. It's time for fresh faces to get in there. That actually wants to do something. You know. And I know a lot of them that are running, and I know personally, and I can tell you their hearts are in it. And there's some really good candidates out there and stuff.
But Joseph, it's not gonna make a bit of fucking difference. It ain't gonna change nothing. The deep state,
that's true.
Dig up whatever dirt they have on them, and they'll be under the thumb again. And I don't give a fuck. Like I just said, you can put 535 brand new people in Congress and the Senate, and you're not going to put a dent in the deep state.
They might go in hiding for a while, but that'd be about it. I mean, nothing's going to be done with them, you know. But here's the thing on that, too, you know, my gosh, I mean, we're moving so far forward. I mean, our military are strong now, our economy is strong, we got jobs like galore out there. I mean, look at all the good things that's going on. No president has ever done that in 3 years.
Yeah. Yippee, wahoo, wave the motherfucking flag, right? They are still walking around free, unindicted, above the law. Attorney General Barr and President Trump, I don't know what the fucking problem is, but the swamp is not being drained at all. Those fuckers are still operating out in the wide open and nothing's being done with it. So blow that shit up somebody else's ass how fucking rosy everything is out there. Yeah, we got a good economy, and that's because of President Trump, what he's done and stuff like that. And I'll give you credit to that, all right? But until these motherfuckers go to jail, that's a promise broken. And him and the Second Amendment and myself has a real big fucking problem, all right? Mm-hmm. He is bullshit on the Second Amendment.
No, I agree with Russ, actually. The thing is, they've got to convict these people and they've got to make accountability. That's not me.
And it's not me. I think it's Virgil.
But there's got to be accountability, or else we're just going to end up with more corruption, or the corruption that exists is not going to go away. It's just like you said.
Exactly.
We could replace all of them, but it goes so much deeper than that. I mean, you got judges, you got all the way down the line, there's just so much corruption. And if people don't have accountability in those positions for their actions, then it's not going to change.
Exactly. 100% correct. Until those people go strip of everything, just like the RICO Act, man, all their personal assets and everything taken, sold out the whole nine yards, and they're looking at striped sunshine, or in the case of treason, staring out their windows watching the gallows be built. There is no accountability. There is no equal justice. We are basically a ruled populace.
Yep.
True.
That's exactly what a monarchy is. Or you can call it a monarchy, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But when the laws don't apply to the lawmakers, you have tyranny.
And if Donald Trump's going to be for the Second Amendment, then he needs to start taking action against the politicians and the people that are violating the Second Amendment.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Exactly.
And not just on that level, on many levels of the Constitution that are being violated, you know.
Right. And on top of that, Ron is 100% correct on that. I concur with him. And the thing is, and people don't realize it, and nobody will stand up and do it, right? Everybody, I don't want them taking my stuff. I'm scared. I'm this. I'm that. I can't do it by myself.
right.
You know, you under the Constitution, right there, you have a moral obligation not to comply to you have a moral obligation not to comply to unconstitutional laws of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And it doesn't matter if they're in the law or not. That's your constitutional right.
And if you're complying to unconstitutional laws for convenience or whatever the fuck it is, you are part of the problem.
Yep. The problem is with that, a lot of liberals, brainwashed liberals, and other people who are buying into this, they don't realize, you know, the dangers of this until it's too late.
Well, when they feel comfortable enough to violate your rights. Like, for instance, there's a court case in Nevada that was going on several years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
and over the standoff, you know what I mean, against some people, right? That happened there. The judge had said in there, and she was a liberal judge, right? And she said the Constitution is not recognized in this courtroom. When they have
that right first,
when they're brave enough and then you open like that with that, that tells you how far our system has fallen.
And and a judge on any level that says that publicly in a statement, they should be removed immediately.
Exactly.
You know, and that goes right back to what Ron and I were talking about earlier, accountability. Well, I'm a judge now. Nobody can touch me, and da-da-da-da-da. That's that fucking elitist attitude that the law don't apply to. I'm sitting out here handing out fucking judgment on the peasants. Whatever I says go, I'm not bound to anything because I'm special.
Right, and that's their attitude.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. 100% right. You know, and that's the attitude that they have is, oh, I'm special. You can't. It's like with these Muslims. What's so special about them? Nothing. Not a damn thing. But everybody treats them like they're special.
Well. You know, and people don't understand. That's how this works. And we've seen a perfect, man, I'm glad you said that. We've seen a perfect example of how what you just said works, Joseph. And the perfect example of it is the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives right now. When they were in the minority, they were concerned about everybody, concerned about rights, minority rights, and da-da-da, and all that, you know, bang, bang, beat the drum. The minute they took the House, the majority in the House, it was control of the House of Representatives, what happened there? All of minority rights went right out the fucking window. That is exactly how these nasty ass goat fucking Muslims and Nazis and communists work. And that's a perfect example right there. Agree, disagree?
Well, here's my thing on this too. I mean, you guys know why I can't stand Muslims. Until you have a Muslim screaming at you personally, I have. Okay? Not all Muslims are bad, but when you have one coming in your church screaming all the Akbar at you, wanting to kill everybody, wanting to know where the children are at, that's the reason why I hate Muslims, because it happened to me. Sorry.
Boo hoo hoo, you had a Muslim talk mean to you. Wait till you gotta dig 241 bodies out of a bombed out barracks.
Hey guys, little news flash I just saw come across. Senate investigators have obtained Hunter Biden's confidential banking records.
No, they can't do that. No. It's communism. They're violating his rights. No.
Well, hey, they said they were going to investigate. Here we are.
Russell, I know what you're saying about the total reset. I know what you're saying about the deep state. But if Trump is willing to wreck a comedian, a nobody comedian, over raising up a fake bloody head to scare death his son, you know, and ruin that bitch's career for life, imagine what he is going to pull to ruin the rest of these son bitches. Oh, buddy. There's gonna be enough dirt. you're going to see in the next few months, we're going to be able to fill a million sandbags with it. We're going to be able to build a bunker around the fucking White House.
Well, I mean, you're right, and I agree with you, Virgil, but the whole thing of it is we've already got that. We've got evidence on Comey, Josh, Biden, Hunter, President, Vice President when Biden was Vice President, man. We got the video tape of saying that he told of him doing quid pro quo, all right?
Yep.
When he had that investigator looking in the Hunter fire, right? We've got evidence of that. We've got evidence on Loretta Lynch. We've got evidence on Hillary Clinton. We've got evidence on Robert Mueller, Schiff. Shifty Schiff, all those
Mallard.
Guys, man.
But all of that, you're saying.
Well, hang on.
All of that you're saying, brother. Go ahead.
We've got all that evidence there. It's concrete testimony, the whole nine yards, man. And not one single charge has been filed against anyone. So I find that real hard to swallow.
But, just like you said, Russell, the corrupt.
And I've been patient for 3 fucking years. You know? And I hope Virgil's 100% right. I really do. And I agree with what he just said 100%, but we haven't seen any evidence of that, with the exception of going after a civilian comedian. Not a member of the ABC, not a member of the Congress, not a member of the Senate. And somebody tell me, we're looking in Pelosi, Pelosi Jr., we're looking into Hunter Biden. Why is nobody looking into Mitt Romney's son? He works for a Ukraine energy company.
Oh, I guarantee you. Mitt Romney better go find himself a fucking island somewhere. I guarantee you. I'll put money on that. Mitt Romney is being shunned and silenced throughout the GOP. He is an outcast. He might as well hang it up.
Yep.
He might as well hang it up.
Yep.
I'm not going to bring up the chess and checkers bullshit because I hate that term, but if we make it to the 2020 election, and should we take the House back and get some more seats in the Senate, he's got 4 more years. To be the thorn in the side, to be the monkey with the wrench, to be the fly in the ointment, and to be judge, jury, and executioner, because ain't nobody going to touch him.
Yep.
Ain't nobody going to touch him. They're going to duck and they're going to run. They're going to hide like roaches when the lights come on. Guaranteed. He's not.
Yep.
I see it in his eyes. The eyes don't lie. The eyes do not lie. When he made the speech today, this man was worn out, bone tired. This was such a relief for him, this acquittal. And, you know, even the Washington Post printed it big and big print. You know, he showed the paper. Trump
was surprised with
New
York
Times.
No,
but
okay.
I can tell you this. He's going to break it off in the ass. He's going to break it off in the ass one way or the other. He's going to hit him where it hurts.
Well, okay. Yeah. But that's not the fucking root of the problem, guys. That is not the fucking
root of the problem. Oh, no, it's not.
Nope.
Russell. It's the root of the root of the problem. The root of the problem is why Kennedy got killed. And his first mistake, Trump's first mistake, was not getting rid, completely trashing the upper echelon of the CIA, the FBI, and the Justice Department. He should have trashed the entire upper echelon of them.
Everybody.
But he didn't. Yeah. And why he didn't, I don't understand.
Well, somebody tell me why Christopher Wray's still sitting there as FBI director. All right, he just came out and said all these people that was involved in lying to these FISA courts and judges and falsification of documents when they signed them, perjury and the whole nine yards. He came out to, oh, well, you know, that's unacceptable, and they're being reviewed for possible discipline. You know what that means? They're going to get a slap on the wrist. And you, me, Ron sitting over there, any of us sitting right here in this studio talking amongst us, had done something like that, we would have been locked up immediately.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. Like I said, the upper echelon should have been trashed a long time ago. And why he didn't do it is beyond me. I still can't figure it out. Sorry, I got the hiccups. But I cannot figure it out why he didn't do it.
No,
other than he was using them for fish bait. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Well, I'm with Russell. I'll be impressed when I actually start seeing it go down. You know, when I start seeing them being arrested and tried and convicted, you know, then I will be impressed.
Yeah. And these people on this coup, this ain't no civil action. This ain't no regular courts. Those people need to be arrested, charged with treason, and military tribunals. Their asses need to be hauled straight to Guantanamo Bay, and military tribunals be held, and fucking when they're convicted, right there the next morning.
Yep. Well, not only that, Russell, they got those guillotines they ordered. Why don't they use their own guillotines on them?
Those are for us.
I'm just saying, use it.
I'm in favor of stringing them up by the light poles, you know, like the Germans did when they went through France, stringing them up on the light poles right in front of 1600 all down 1600 Avenue. And just let the, birds and buzzards got to eat and crows do too.
Well, yep. Thing of it is, if you really want to go back to where we're supposed to be as a country and see respect for the laws and people can't get around it, can't get a lawyer, this kind of stuff like that, we need to go back. And I know this is I can hear people going nuts right now. I can hear heads exploding, but just stay with me for a minute, okay? Go back to public hangings. When these people are convicted, have a gallows set up somewhere right there, and media, just like in the old days, man, the public hanging, they go out there and tell us, let these friggin' thugs and thieves and one thing or another, because we got the biggest problem I think the second biggest prison population in the world. Why the fuck is that?
Yep.
This is America, all right? Oh, yep. A lot of these half those people should be in jail because they're bullshit unconstitutional laws, and the other half of them should have been hung, all right?
Yep.
But get back to where I am. You had that public hanging. You televised that. Have walk up there and put that noose around their neck and watch the whole thing. Don't cut away at nothing. When they drop that floor, televise that. Show them hit the end of that rope and that neck staff and make shit and piss all over the hill. Show that shit running down their leg. And I guarantee you, whoever the fuck's sitting over there thinking he's going to go in and do a home invasion is going to go, oh, fuck. You know, they're not playing anymore.
Yep.
I mean, that sounds harsh, but I don't think I'm wrong, am I?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Or a corrupt politician thinking he's going to screw the people over if he knows there's a consequence for that. He's not going to do that after watching that. He'd be like, screw that. If I take that chance, that's what I got to look forward to.
Yep, exactly.
I tell you what. If you look at the movie, I go to movies a lot. Look at the movie Valkyrie. when those mm-hmm. people, even though it was a good cause, it was a lost cause, but it was a good cause. They bucked it up good. But look at what happened to those people that tried to overthrow Hitler with that bomb. Look at what happened to them. He rounded up every fucking body. I mean, he didn't care who they were. He fucking executed the whole upper echelon of the German army, generals and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he fucked himself when he done it, but it's just an example of what you do with people that have done the crimes that these people have done in this country. And mm-hmm. Russell is right, and I want to tell y'all something. The motherfucker I was looking for the other night, I was trying to catch, well, they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
He was turned over to ICE. Sheriff's office caught him. He was turned over to ICE. He wasn't illegal.
Wow.
So
I was wondering about that. I was wondering if they caught him or not.
Yeah, they caught him. They caught him. My friend caught him. Deputy Travis Torres caught him. And he was an illegal. They brought him to the parish detention center, and they called the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol called ICE, and they came and picked him up that very next day. And he's on his way back to Mexico.
To come right back across next week. Because our border is still as porous as it gets.
And commit more crimes. If you sneak over in this country and you commit a crime, then you need to face just the same consequences. You know, it's one thing if you sneak over this country and you're working in the field taking care of your family and they boot you back over the border. But if you come over here and you commit a crime, then you should be facing those consequences too.
And Travis told me, Deputy Torres told me, he said, Virgil, that motherfucker stunk so bad. He said, I just wanted to bungee strap him to the hood of the car and bring him to the jail. He said, I didn't want to put him in my car. I still can't get that smell out of my car. He said, I gagged all the way to the fucking detention center. He stunk to high heaven.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something else. If it does come to the point where if these people are stupid enough to push this boogaloo to the point of starting, and I'm going to tell you what, all these 22 friggin' plus million illegals in this country, whose side do you think they're going to be on? And they
no,
any
side.
And they're getting... And how do you get a fake driver's license when you buy the parking lot over at the friggin' international fucking flea market thing they got over there at Gunpoint and walk in and buy a gun? How can you sell weapons to illegal aliens? Please tell me.
Well, it's called a pawn shop.
How do they pass
it's
the
called,
FBI?
It's called a pawn shop. It's called a pawn shop, and they're all about the money at pawn shops. They're all about the money at pawn shops. Your reputable gun dealers, they won't
shop,
do it.
They still have to run the NCIS.
I understand. But there have been several pawn shops here in Louisiana that they have come down on, and the owners have gone to jail for running fake background checks. They've got a list of names of people that they'll run, and they'll fill the form out and tell them to sign this name to it, a certain person's name to it, and hell, they'll pass the fucking background check. They were doing that out of obituaries. They caught one of them doing it out of the obituary column of the newspaper. And they put his ass in federal prison. He's in federal prison right now for that shit.
Wow. Wow.
When I used to haul sugar cane, Russell, I used to talk to these guys. I knew they were illegals and everything else. And all of them, every one of them used to ask where they could get a 45 pistol from. Where they could get 45. I said, what do you need a pistol for? Oh, I'm going to bring it back home and I'm going to sell it. I said, well, I said you can get a 45 pistol, a good 45 pistol, between $700-$900. I said, you know, I said, you're going to sell it for that when you are less when you get back home? He said, no. He said, I could sell that pistol for $3,000.
Damn.
Yep,
because in Mexico, if you get caught with so much as a live round of ammunition, you can get 10 years in prison.
Okay, you kind of crossed on a point there, Virgil, that I want to hit too. Okay, so what do you have? And I've said this 1,000 times, and people kind of, you know, rah-rah like that because, you know, you're either Republican, rah-rah-rah, you know, your little pom-poms and your cheerleader skirt there, or you're a fucking liberal, you know, rah-rah-rah with your little cheerleader skirt there and stuff like that. And what Virgil just said is a prime example of what I say systemic corruption that we're talking about, okay? Now, you've got these liberals. Oh, the world's going to end in 12 years. You know, global warming, this, that, one thing and another, you know. And half of these are these people that are running around. They're going to the gyms and they're drinking 8 bottles of water a day, plastic bottles and stuff like that, you know. And they're the same ones crying about that bullshit. Okay, well, here's the deal. And this is how we get to the corruption on this. Those motherfuckers in Washington, D.C., Democrats and Republicans alike, know. And that's why this big battle's been on about hemp. You can make more paper, I forget, it was like 8 or 9 times more paper out of an acre of hemp than you can an acre of trees. Okay? Hemp, good, strong thread you make fabric out of. And what most people don't know is that you can make plastic, biodegradable plastic out of hemp. You can make plastic bottles out of hemp that if it ends up on the ground or in the ocean or in the creek or the river or whatever, in about 45 days, that thing biodegrades. It's not there. It disappears. All right? These people know that in D.C.
Yep.
And they know that.
That's true.
Probably a lot more people know. But the thing of it is, the oil companies, legal lobbyists, or might as well go ahead and call it what it is, legal bribery that they have so they can get all this, they're owned by the oil companies. You know, how many people you talk to know that you can make biodegradable plastics out of hemp?
Huh? I know. Then it's and you can make money on it.
But what made marijuana illegal was back around the turn of the century.
Hemp is not marijuana.
Hemp. What made hemp illegal in the United States was the cotton cartel in the United States. The cotton industry had laws passed to make it illegal.
Exactly. There you go. It's called lobbying your representatives and senators and lobbying in any other country other than the United States of America is called bribery and corruption. And I am right. I don't give two flying fucks what anybody else
says. See, back in the day, the people that ran this country were the textile industry, the cotton industry, okay? Big Oil, Standard Oil, John D. Rockefeller, Mr. Deep Pockets himself, and United Coal Company. Because those were the three things that this country needed to run on. You see, that's why they fought so hard. They fought so hard to keep unions out of the coal mines. And they had government support to do this, to keep coal miners from unionizing. It was legal. It was legalized slavery. If you went to work for a coal company, they paid you in what was called company scrip. You had to live on company property in a company house, and you could only do business in a company store for the company scrip. Now, these company stores would extend you credit because you had to supply your own tools. You had to supply your own tools to mine coal with. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Plus, you had a family to feed. You had shoes to buy from, clothes, everything else. Well, if you went against a coal company, your ass got run off. You still owed the store, which they still had debtors' prisons back then. Which you could go to prison for not paying your debts, and you and your family was out in the cold. You see, this was legalized slavery back in the day, up to the 1940s. Up to the 1940s, this went on. John D. Rockefeller fucked over the states of Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma since 1899. People on property leases around here still waiting to get their money from a federal lawsuit against Standard Oil Company, and they ain't got a penny yet because Standard Oil Company went to Esso. And then Esso went to Exxon. And then Exxon went to ExxonMobil. They keep diversifying their company to get out of these lawsuits.
Yep. It was like that up here, actually, where I live, is one of the biggest silver mining areas in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like back in the day here, too. So basically, you worked for the silver mines, you bought from the silver mines, and everything you needed, you ended up getting from the silver mines. The same principle. It was the same thing. They owned the stores. They owned everything. And that's how it was back in the day here, too.
Wow. History lesson, see?
But it just goes to show you know, that this country does have a lot of skeletons in its closet. And some of these skeletons have been transferred to other people's closets to this very day. And it's still continuing on. And what Russell is saying, Russell is exactly right. It's going to continue. It's going to continue until people realize that the people that are running this country, day in, day out, you never see them. You never see them. They're not on CNN. They're not on MSNBC. They're not on Fox News. You never see them. The only one you've seen in the past 50 years,
Rothschild,
on any type of video or anything, Michael Bloomberg and George Soros. Those are the only fucking two. And I guarantee you there are a lot more. Nobody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was until he got his name broadcast on CNN. Nobody knew who this motherfucker was.
Right.
But he's got control. He had control over a lot of people because he had their videotapes and videos and records and everything else. Of all these highfalutin people fucking them little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people that you mentioned, plus some that aren't ever out in the public, have their hand in the Federal Reserve.
Well, of course, that's where they're making their millions at, in the reserves.
Go ahead.
Ron made an excellent point right there. The National Treasury started being robbed and done away with. They recently had an audit, and there's like $9 trillion freaking dollars missing. at the Federal Reserve. That's when, that's right there when they set that up, that's when our national treasury and our economy was turned over to the bankers.
Yep.
That should never
Russell, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, my man. All right. How can you miss how many trillions of dollars you said?
Nine trillion dollars.
How can you miss something that's worthless? Okay? How can you miss something that's worthless? What is missing, they're not $9 trillion in paper money, is toilet paper. All right? Where's the $9 trillion in gold and silver that's supposed to be backing it up? That's my question.
Right.
The $9 trillion worth of gold and silver that's supposed to be backing this currency up.
Because without that, the $9 trillion
ain't worth a fuck.
And that's a very valid point. But I'll tell you exactly. When our money stops being backed up by gold, and I'll tell you exactly who was responsible for it. It was 1973, Richard Nixon, and when he took our currency off the gold standard. Look it up.
Yep.
Because in 1973, and some of us were around back then, in 1973, you could go in there, you could go into a grocery store, roll out of that grocery store with a shopping cart full, I'm telling you, full of crap for probably $40.
Yep.
Right? You could buy a brand new Corvette. I can't tell you the 73, but I can tell you what a brand new big block four-speed Corvette cost in 1969, $2,900 off the showroom floor because our dollars was worth something. And you look at it now.
And in 1976, I remember it like it was yesterday, when I was working for my dad, and Brokoff Chevrolet was right next door to my dad's store. He had an orange Corvette out there, and I remember the sticker price, $72.95 in 1976, under $10,000, a brand new Stingray. Brand spanking new Stingray. You could buy a pickup truck, a Chevrolet pickup truck, for under $3,000. Finance it for $29.95 a month. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I remember back in 76, Virgil, I bought my first Transit. My first car was a 78. It was 1978. I bought my first Transit right off the showroom floor for $3,500. It was baby blue.
But now you got to pay $80,000 for a pickup truck that looks like a fucking electric shaver.
Yep.
Then you got to pay high interest rates on that. Oof. What time you pay the interest? Well, it'll take 8 years to pay the interest rates off.
Well, you see, we paid $9,000 for that 2001 three-quarter ton Chevy HD silver that I got in my yard. I'm looking at it right now. And I tell you what, every time I see one of them sticker prices on TV or wherever, this, that, or the other, I'm so proud of this truck. It needs a little work done on it. It needs a little cosmetic work done on it. It's got an oil pan gasket that kind of leaks a little bit once it gets hot. But I tell you what, it runs good. It'll pull the ass off of Superman, just like my pontoon boat. Okay, I paid $1,500 for this pontoon boat, 20-foot pontoon boat. Went and looked at Bass Pro. Went and looked at Bass Pro, the same size boat. Now, mine's an 80s model, but it's still in damn good shape. It's an 80s model. I had to do a little work to it. Paid $1,500 for it. Went to Bass Pro and looked at one of them things, $28,000. $28,000.
Yep.
And I look at mine and smile. Every time I hit the water with it, I smile. Every time I see one of them fancy ones go by me, I smile. I ain't paying no notes on that son of a bitch. Ah, no.
Same thing with the Pacifica that I have. I just paid it off last year and need some cosmetic work and a little work on the engine here and there, but hell, it's paid off and it gets me around where I need to go, you know.
I go to car dealerships just to argue with them. In fact, my wife gets mad at me about it, but I'll go in there and act like I'm going to buy just so I can argue with them. I'm not going to buy shit. I ain't paying $80,000 for a truck or $30,000 for a car. I just like arguing with them.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The best place you can go get a vehicle, especially for a teenager, the two best places you can go get vehicles from is the tow yard or the state auction.
Yep.
Okay? You can pick up those Chevy Tahoe SUVs from state police and the sheriff's office at auction. You can pick them up. They've been well maintained. They get rid of them when the warranty runs out. Okay? You got to put a paint job on them if you don't want a white one or whatever. But you can pick those up really down here for about $800 a pop.
Yeah.
$800 a pop.
Yeah, those auctions are a good thing. You can buy a house actually at an auction. If, you know what I mean? As long as you got the cash, you can pick up actually a pretty nice house for $20,000, $30,000. You know what I mean?
Now you got a goddamn near starve a teenager to death these days to want to drive it. You know, because they want you know that Toyota Corolla with the fin on the back of it, or they want a 1979 Caprice Classic with turquoise change color paint, the multicolor chameleon paint, and $4,000 worth of rims and tires on that son of a bitch.
Yep.
But back in our days, though, guys, you know, you got to admit, though, those were good times, because I know, actually, my very first car I got was a 72 Ford pickup. Paid $1,500 for it. Kept it for a long time until a tornado got a hold of it. But, you know.
The best vehicle I ever sat my ass in was a vehicle that my grandfather bought for his logging company. It was manufactured by Ford, but it was a World War II half track. He bought that thing for $200 at a military surplus auction here in Louisiana, and he used to put a log grabber on it to load trucks with. And that was the best vehicle I ever drove, because we used to go back on the estate property when we had it, and we'd sit on the hood with a 410 shotgun and a 22 and bust through briar thickets, and we'd kill 20, 30 rabbits.
All right. Well, it was like it was back in my, you know, back in our days, and, you know, lived out in the country, you know, we did the same thing. Go out on Friday night, load up the truck, you know. We used to carry our shotguns in the back of our truck.
That's right. And people the younger generation don't understand why we get angry and upset and pissed off at what we see going on today. This is not the America we grew up in, boys and girls. This is not the America that we're used to. Believe me. You think times are better now? No, they're not. Technology has ruined the world. Technology, the internet has ruined the world. It's ruined us.
Inflation has ruined it. Everything has ruined it.
Yep. Well, it's this generation, man. Me and my roommate was talking, it's like with her son and daughter-in-law, they don't know shit. They can't even take care of themselves.
Well, it's not that. What it is, it's emails, texting, Facebook Messenger, Twitter, all of this. Everybody wants to message somebody because they don't want to talk to them. Talking to somebody gives you a better understanding of where the person is coming from. You can settle more problems by talking than texting one another. You would not believe the problems, not only in business but in everyday social life, the problems that have been solved by two people sitting down and having a beer together.
Yep.
And some good conversation.
And Virgil, how many times have we called each other and talked to each other?
I mean,
quite a lot.
If I could sit down with Putin and the president of Ukraine and sit down at Twin Peaks and say, look, let's have a beer and some pulled pork nachos. Okay, Putin, what's your problem? Okay, what is your problem? Okay, why don't we work this out? And I guarantee you, I could solve that shit in a couple of hours.
Right. And what gets me too is I see everybody posting their personal lives on Facebook and stuff. I don't post my personal life. I try not to. But I'm like, why are you guys posting your social life, whatever, on Facebook?
If I tell you what's going on in my social life, you'd never believe it. You'd never believe it right now.
Right. But,
You want me to give it a shot? You got time? I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. Okay, here we go. All right, I got a stepson who got married 11 years ago to a wonderful woman. He had two kids from previous relationships, different mothers. Okay, when she came into his life, she raised these kids like they were her own. Okay, she made sure they were fed. They never went to bed without having a hot meal. They never got up and put on dirty clothes to go to school. They got up, they were at school on time, every day, all the time. Okay, well, then he ran up on his first little flame and went to work at the same place he did, over at the truck stop. Well, he had an affair with her. He left her, ran her off, left her, and ended up with this little whore that rode everything except the Titanic in her day. Ended up getting her pregnant. Okay, so now he's got three kids. Okay, out of the goodness of her heart for the children, she took him back after that affair. Raised the two older boys and the baby just like they were her own.
Mm-hmm.
Now he done pulled this shit again with a crack whore. She just got out of jail, just got bailed out of jail because she got pulled over and got busted with dope in her vehicle. And he's with her right now. My daughter-in-law and her son are living with me in my house. And this stupid motherfucking stepson of mine, he's fucking spending money like crazy, about to lose his fucking job because he ain't showing up to work fucking with a damn crack whore. So that's why that's why I need to get a reality show for my hometown.
Right,
this shit is too outrageous for even Jerry Springer around here.
Wow, and I thought I had problems. Wow.
Why you think I'm so happy to get back on the highway in this truck, brother? Why you think I'm so happy to get out of this fucking house?
My daddy was the same way, Virgil. When he was truck driving, he could not wait to get out of the house. Now I know why. You know, but sheesh. Wow, I thought I had problems, but wow. Mine's minor compared to yours. Yeah.
Not to mention having a neurotic wife with psychopathic issues. You know.
Wow.
It's just, I'm sitting in my truck right now, right, parked in the yard, you know, because I got my phone and everything. I got my stuff ready to go in the morning. I got to be at San Jennifer 8:00 in the morning. I got to go get the trailer and get everything done and get loaded and go to Omaha, Nebraska. But hell, I'm more at home inside of this Freightliner than I am through the front door of my house.
Right. Well, you know, I tell you, I thought I had problems, but you know, to give you some updates on my friend, he's actually doing pretty well now. And after all the shit that he called over the last couple of years.
The one that's really got problems, is Lucretia, because she lost her dad, and her dad was real close, you know.
Yeah, they were. I was talking to her last night, and it just happened. We were planning this trip for my trip out. And it just happened. She had to hang up the phone, and it just happened. And I tell you, my heart goes out to her. And Dave just lost his grandmother about this time last year, you know, and everything. So they're going through a lot right now. So, you know, my heart goes out to her and their family as well. And,
the only real family I got now is what's living in my house right now, and you guys, you know. I'm the last of the Mohicans. Two brothers and sister, a mom and daddy. You know, and I thought I was gonna fall right behind them when I had that heart attack. Because I'm gonna tell you what, I don't care what anybody says on them commercials. You know, they can scream about that life alert all they want. I'm having chest pains. That's bullshit. Them motherfuckers hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Them motherfuckers hurt. You can't breathe. You can't talk. You can't do nothing. Them motherfuckers hurt.
I've had 3 heart attacks, and I know the experience. Let me tell you, I was lucky. I survived the last one, and it took me 3 months to recover from it. But, you know, but
Russell will understand this, saying, I thought for sure I was going to get a chance to wear my medals. I thought for sure I was going to get a chance to wear my medals.
Yeah. I know. We were worried about you. You know, and to be honest, I had backup for you. I had my friend Gary Gordon who was going to go out there and drive your truck home for you for free.
Well,
and everything. He was standing by.
Well, what scared me the most, what terrified me the most, was I was going to die in Oklahoma. Of all the places I could fucking die in, please, God, don't let me die in Oklahoma.
Right,
Texas,
right.
Yes. But not Baja, Arkansas. No.
Right. But I tell you, but we go through things in life that teaches us. But last week, I was shitting everybody's ass out. I was like, you know, none of y'all give a rat's ass if I live or die. So if I died right now, none of you all would give a shit for my friend. And that's pretty sad.
Let them bury me face down and use my ass as a bicycle stop.
Right. Well, hey, we got to go on a break. Do you guys want to come back, or do you want to call tonight, or
I need to call it tonight. I got to get up early.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah, I got to get up about 4 o'clock in the morning.
All righty. Well, we'll go ahead and call it tonight and call back. We'll be back on Monday night. I'm hoping I'll have a guest. Chris Mathis, he's running for Congress here in New Mexico. And actually, I was surprised because he kept knocking on my door for votes. And he's a Republican. He's a Trump supporter and everything. And he's up here in Socorro, New Mexico, which is not too far down the road from me up here. So I'm going to try to get him on the show Monday and everything. So, you know, we just got to keep praying for our country, man. We're not always out of the woods yet. We've got a long fight ahead of us. And everything, and I'm keeping close tabs on this coronavirus.
But,
I haven't heard very much on this.
But
you gotta admit, Russell,
with all the fucked up shit going on, it's a hell of a good show to watch.
Right?
Oh yeah.
That's why I keep saying, Virgil, it's a good time to be alive.
They should put this shit on the Emmys. They should put this shit up on Emmy. I'm telling you, they should put this shit up on Emmy. It's better than any fucking soap opera on TV. It's better than Bold and Beauty. It's better than The Young and the Restless. They should put this shit up on Oscar and Emmy.
They failed 3 times. Virgil, 3 times they failed. And they're going to keep doing it. They've been pushing me to death for their day.
The only thing they need to do, they need to add to it. They need to add the organ music in the background whenever these motherfuckers talking. You know, like, we're going to impeach the president. Dun, dun, dun. You know, they need to put sound effects behind it. You know, that would make it. I'm telling you, if they do that, guaranteed Oscar. Guaranteed Oscar.
That's a show for sure. I mean, I'll tell you what. But, you know, this country... I don't know. I mean, I still see some hopes, but I have to agree to keep agreeing with Russell on this. We need a total reset. You know, totally. So, with that being said, we're going to sign off. We'll be back Monday night, so you all tune in and everything, and hope you all have a good weekend. And like I said, we're keeping close tabs on this coronavirus outbreak that's going on. I haven't heard any more reports. Has any of you guys seen anything out?
Supposedly there's 500 and some people that are quarantined in America right now over it.
Wow.
And that's what I heard earlier.
Wow.
They're bringing in roughly about 200 at a time on these flights. And they're bringing them to military bases like Miramar. And they're quarantining them in barracks, so to make sure.
Wow.
There's some serious shit.
The only thing I did hear, and it came out on the report, was that this doctor that was the whistleblower on this, they killed him. They killed him the other day. So, you know, so just to let y'all know, but. Virgil sent me some documents, and I did send those out to everybody to read. That they were smuggled in from China. Those are actual documents. If you guys haven't read them, I suggest you guys read them and watch the videos. Worth looking at. But anyway, we're going to sign off. We'll be back here Monday night and everything, so you all have a good weekend. Virgil, be safe out there on the road. Russell, you be good.
I sure will.
All right, good night, America.
And thank you, Ron.
Good night, America.
I'm gonna play the Trump song. How's that? So I can find it. I haven't played that in a while. There we go.
No good, and he's crazy as a loon. He goes to work in the morning to make jobs in the afternoon. Kinda like an old red-nosed bit, and he damn sure ain't afraid.